Госпожа председатель.
Madam Chair, we are forced once again to note that more than 35 years on from the UN Declaration on the Right to Development, the international community has not managed to move closer to achieving the goals enshrined in that declaration. Therefore, the work of the expert mechanism on the right to development is highly relevant and necessary. Its mandate includes providing thematic studies to the UN Human Rights Council on the right to development with a view to identifying and sharing best practices among states and facilitating the implementation of the right to development around the world. We believe that the right to development is universal, indivisible and inalienable as a human right. It is interlinked and interconnected with other categories of rights. We are convinced that without effective operationalization of the right to development, it will not be possible to fully uphold other human rights, in particular economic and social rights, nor will it be possible to improve the quality of life for each human being or to ensure prosperity and well-being for our societies. In the context of widening gaps between states in terms of their economic development, as well as growing social stratification within countries themselves, protecting the right to development is more vital than ever before. Unfortunately, certain countries deliberately create obstacles to the advancement and operationalization of this human right. In particular, they continue their perverse practice of imposing unilateral coercive measures, which not only is a violation of universally recognized norms and principles of international law, but it is also a form of collective punishment against the population of states that dare to pursue an independent policy. Imposing foreign values and recipes for the modernization of political systems on sovereign states without taking into account their traditions and individual national specificities has a negative impact on the well-being of peoples and individuals. We call on states to not be guided by their momentary interests, but to focus on building cooperation for the protection and promotion of all human rights, including the right to development. Moreover, the international community should ensure that cooperation here is built on the principles for the respect of sovereignty and non-interference in internal affairs, and should take into account the right of states to choose their own path towards development. This approach will enable the full operationalization of the right to development and help overcome obstacles for its exercise. Thank you.